I'm Paulina.
Hi, I'm Bricia.
And we're sisters, friends, daughters, wives, and business owners.
And we're just following our dreams, you know, working to be a better version of ourselves every day. All right. And we're also moms.
Welcome to the Super Mama Sisterhood.
Hello.
Hi, Super Mamas. Welcome to the Super Mamas podcast with your favorite host, Paulina M. Bricia Lopez. If I sound a little weird, it's because half of my mouth is botched after I went to the dentist this morning to my last appointment. And so my mouth is a little numb. If I bite myself and I scream, just ignore. Bricia is also today here at the restaurant and she's working here. So if you hear some people in the back, it's because there's people in the back. So today I was having a conversation with my dentist. I think I recommended him to you, Bricia, but like I was telling him how proud I am of myself, but also how thankful I am of him because he helped me overcome one of the biggest fears I've had in my life. And it's the needles and more in my mouth and my gums. Like just the thought of it before would make me cringe. And now I'm done. I'm done with the issue that started. And from here on, it's just going to be like regular dentist visits. But I'm like, I'm not sweating it. I'm not afraid. I'm not nervous. I'm like, I'm going to the dentist. And so that's been really good, really proud of myself. Something that I overcame. And so I'm happy. How are you?
Good for you. I'm very proud of you that you are taking care of yourself. You know, you're doing the thing. That's good.
You gotta do the thing.
Yeah, you sent me your dentist information. I'm yet to book an appointment. I'm like, oh my God, I gotta book my appointment.
You have to, because trust me, you don't want to be driving down the street one day and half your teeth flies out.
What?
Is that what happens?
Oh yeah, that's right. I'm like, what?
That's exactly what happened to me. I was driving down the street and I was like, something's in my teeth. Poked it and like half of it came out. You do not want that.
Sounds like a bad dream. It sounds like a freaking nightmare.
It was a freaking nightmare. I thought I was going to die. I thought I was dying because, you know, we've mentioned this before, but like in Oaxaca, people think that when you dream of your teeth falling, you're dying or someone's going to die. So imagine it was not a dream. It was reality. And my teeth did fall and I thought I was dying. So I did not die, guys. You know what died though? My fear of needles. So deep. What's up with you? How is the summer planning going for the kids? I still have not enrolled my kids. Parents are already sending links and stuff, but how is it going for you?
It's going well. it's going, you know. I'm blessed. I remember I was telling everybody, get your kids ready for summer, and I need to really lock that down. But I think that I need to just organize with some of the moms, you know, who are friends with my kids and seeing like which camps they're doing and what they're doing. A mom is sending her kid to an away camp for 2 weeks. And I'm like, oh my God, that sounds kind of awesome, but also scary. It has like a river. I'm like, I don't think I'm good with that right now.
Like a kid their age, the same age?
Yeah, yes, same age, 9 years old.
I've heard of sleepover camps, but you know, we grew up not believing in that. So I don't know.
Right?
Yeah. You know, letting your kid sleep over somewhere else and like, even if it's like a friend's house, imagine, like that was not no for us growing up. Imagine somewhere away, like though you don't know who's there. You don't know who's going to, no, I don't know.
I'm like, what? Like, what do you mean? You're going to put your kid in a plane?
In a plane?
And then the kid's going to travel somewhere and then go to this camp?
Wait, you got to take a plane to go to this camp? No, I'm going to say no. I'm going to vote for no.
But it doesn't sound horrible either.
I don't know. Again, we didn't grow up with that. You know, I think there's like two people outside of the family where my kids have slept over. And like, I mean, of course, your house, you know, with Elizabeth or mom. But other than that, we don't really do that. I'd rather have the sleepovers in my house 100% than like sending the kids over somewhere. I don't know. And more like, you know, I don't know. It's different. It's the same, right? For both girls and boys. But for the girls, I'm like, I don't know. I'm always super freaked out about that. Always freaked out.
Yeah, same. Anyway, but I am hosting a sleepover for his birthday.
Oh, you're going to have a sleepover?
Yes, I'm hosting some kids. And here's the question I pose for you because, you know, you've hosted sleepovers, right?
Mm-hmm.
So do they shower?
No.
No, right? No. Okay. Because Eduardo was like, so how do we take turns showering? And I was like, what do you mean? Like, out of nowhere, he's like, what about showering? How are the kids going to shower? That's what he said. He's like, so how are the kids going to shower? I'm like, what kids are you talking about? Well, what kids are going to shower? What do you mean? He's like, when they come over. I'm like, who? It's like, for my birthday. And I'm like, I don't want kids just showering in my house. Like, no, no one is taking out their clothes in this home. Okay? No.
No.
No, no one is showering. No one is showing anything. No, 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 no. I'm like, right? That's not like in the itinerary.
No, I think like, I mean, he's thinking about his sleeping routine, right? Because he takes a shower every night. And he's thinking about like, well, when we go to sleep, we're going to. Yeah, but usually like the sleeping routines do not apply on sleepovers. And I don't know what time they're going to go to sleep, but no, 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 no showers. No showers. I don't think I've ever had people shower in my house.
Yeah.
Except my best friend's kids, Jackie, but, or like your kids, right? Eddie, when he goes to my house, I'm like, okay, get in the shower, but not like part of the fun of the sleepover. So what are you planning for this sleepover? I'm curious.
I don't know. I have zero idea. I don't know. I need to like do, I have no, I just know that I have these kids coming and like, practically a week and I have zero plans. I have to order a cake today at least. He wants me to do a carne asada. I'll do some grilling. I'm like, maybe I'll have someone come and play soccer with them, do like a soccer tournament and play video games, maybe do an outdoor movie night, you know?
Oh, that's fun.
Do a whole situation outside and then have them go to sleep and then they're gonna get picked up in the morning early. So, right? I don't know. Outdoor movie? After soccer?
Other movies fun. Yeah, yeah. Maybe s'mores over like a table, something. Lots of snack.
And then my table broke. The wind.
That is crazy. When you send us that picture of the wind, I was like, there's wind outside? Like, because over here there wasn't. And I'm like, what? How? Like, that is crazy because that table is strong.
Yeah, no, but here's the thing. Okay, so this is when you realize, like, you're just, you know, you do fit into the stereotype, like, I'm just a girl and I don't know how shit works. Not that whoever I was living with before would be someone who, like, would figure out physics and, like, outdoor stuff, but, like, so we were in our home. We were looking at the backyard and the wind was flowing and I might have an outdoor table and I had an umbrella and the umbrella was, like, moving and it had come off the base.
Yeah.
And I'm like, holy shit, this umbrella's going to fly off, right? At that moment when I noticed that, what I should have done, like someone who knows about, I don't know, just like stuff. I don't know how to even call this. What do you call this? Physics?
Life skills?
Skills? Like someone with like a little bit more life skills would have closed the umbrella, picked it up, put it away in the garage.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
No. I like secured it to the base. So I was like, okay, cool. That way, like, it was
open?
Right away. You see, it was open. So I just always keep it open. And then it just caught wind and it was secured to the base. So instead of like securing everything, it just broke my table.
So it was not the wind that broke the table, it was you that broke your table.
I mean, you know what I mean. The wind was the wind. It's just my stupidity of not knowing that you had to just take the freaking, like, why do I even have the umbrella on? But it's just like the taking it off, the putting it away. Like, you know, you just want someone there to do that for you. And I don't have anyone. So it's just me. And it sucks.
It's okay. You'll even learn.
And I'm like, Loki, I'm like, it wouldn't have happened any other way. It would have broken anyway, even if there was someone in that. You know what I mean? Like, I just, that's where I guess I find some sort of solace.
Yeah, exactly. It wouldn't have any, like, been like,
it wouldn't have been any different. It would have been no different. No.
Well, you know, you live and learn. Now you know, like, the physics of the wind and an umbrella, you know?
Yeah, now I know.
Yeah, you know, like, that's when you've seen those images of people that are walking on, like, a storm and the umbrella goes back and it breaks towards the back because of the wind. That's what happens.
Yeah, but now I have life skills, so I'm just becoming a little bit more...
self-made.
I don't know if that's a word, but, like, self-efficient or self-sufficient?
Self-sufficient. You know, what I'm going to tell you, one thing that you need to learn is, like, well, I don't know how to do it, but how to change a tire. That's what we need to learn, how to change a tire. Because that...
Oh my God. You know? Don't even get me started with that stuff.
I mean, but you know how to change a light bulb. You know how to change.
I mean, I'm the one who always had the tools. Like, they were my tools. Like, I know how to get down. Like, I just, like, taking, I should have just, and the thing on the bread light was already off. Like, God gave me the opportunity at that moment. It was presented to me. I pulled it up. Like, I actually did the work. It was just not knowing what work, like, where to do it, like, what to do. Because I actually did the work, but turns out I did the wrong work. So I should have taken the umbrella out and put it away. And again, I was already doing the thing, you know? Anyway.
You know what? We're going to have a section called "This is the Lesson I Learned This Week" by Brisa Lopez. You're learning so many new skills, you know? You're like, ahora sí, there's no one that's going to, like, you're going to be like, I don't need it, you know? I don't need it. Let me just figure it out on my own.
We're like how to take the trash out every weekend and put it back in? You mean that? What was the lesson you took out your trash, Paulina?
I take my trash out.
You do?
The big things?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I do sometimes, yeah.
The bins? Well, I hadn't taken the trash out in years. That's the one thing I never did. I think, like, and now I'm like, and every weekend I'm like, Eddie, come on, you got to take out the trash, man. You're the man of the house.
The girls help me empty all the trash cans in the bathrooms. Then they put it in the big trash and then I get all the trash. That was one of the reasons why I really needed to fix my driveway, because I remember when we used to take out the trash, it was like, da-da-da-da-da, like, I can't do this. Now it's a little bit easier, but no. And trust me, as Eddie gets older, he's going to help you a lot. Like, Risa helps me now with that, you know?
No,
She's taller than me.
Yeah, he helps.
She's taller than me. Now I'm like, what's your excuse, Risa? What's your excuse? You're taller than me. You're taller than me. Like, there's nothing that I can do that you can't. The other day, they had their Taekwondo test. Now they are advanced red. They only have, like, 3 more to go, and they get to black.
That's awesome. Wow.
I know. We are sticking. We are sticking. We're going to finish it. We're going to go to the end.
Kudos to you, because I know that's difficult.
It is. Like, starting and, you know, keeping something, yeah, it's difficult. But she started, like, sparring, whatever.
Oh, sparring. Sparring.
Fighting.
Yeah, fighting with other kids.
Oh, my God. When she started, the teacher said, like, no contact with the face. But the girl that she was fighting with kicked, and she hit her in the jaw, Krista. And I was like, ooh, like, the teacher was like, a little bit more and she would have been knocked out, first of all. Anyway, so they continue to fight and, you know, they sparring or whatever. And then I turned to Ramiro and I was like, she can kick my ass now. You know, she can literally, like, she doesn't know this, but, like, she can literally put me on the ground if she wanted to. So low key, I'm like a little bit like, oh my God, Krista, you know, con respeto, because she will break my neck. That girl will break my neck one of these days if she wants to. If she really wants to, she can do it. I mean, you know, she can hit. She can hit. But she doesn't know it yet. She doesn't know it yet.
Oh, so, my God.
Yeah. But sometimes she does act like she doesn't really understand. I mean, you know, she's still growing into her body. But sometimes she still acts like a little kid. I went to Oaxaca for a weekend recently, and I texted her and I said, hey, I'm going to go on this trip. Do you want to come with me? She said, oh, no, sorry, I can't. I pulled a muscle in school in PE yesterday. And I was like, okay, but I'm going this weekend. What does that have to do with anything? She's like, oh, yeah, no, I can't. I pulled a muscle. I was like,
okay.
Just say no. I'm like, just say no. Just say you don't want to go. Why do you say that you pulled your muscle? And that's why, the reason that you don't want to go.
It's hilarious.
It's hilarious. I went to a career conference, young woman career conference, which next year you have to come, because this year I thought no one in my family could speak. Turns out I can't speak, but people can speak. My family can speak. Anyway,
what?
Shout out to Patty. Yeah, it was a...
We can speak and they can speak. What?
So they were looking for speakers, right, for this Young Women's Career Conference. And at first I was under the understanding that I couldn't speak and my family couldn't speak, couldn't be speakers. Turns out it's only me. But I want to give a shout out to Patty Rodriguez, Yarel Ramos, and Mitzi Gaitan, our friend, for showing up and representing for the brown girls in the school. I was really surprised. This is the first time that I'm part of this conference. The lineup of women that were there, Bricia, I was like, what is this? Kind of like the conference that you and I go to.
You know what? It's so funny, because I've run into a lot of friends in the past we're going to have. And they'll be like, I just saw your sister at the gala conference. Like, who? Everyone was at this conference? So many of my girlfriends.
It was so funny. You know, like, so many amazing women were there. Like, these mothers that are part of this committee are incredible. Like, I got a lot to learn. I have a long way to go, and I'm going to be in that school for a long time. But the funny thing is, I was outside helping and stuff. And as the girls were coming out, some of them know me because it's Chris's friends and stuff. So I was like, hey, girls, how is everything? What do you think about the conferences? And, you know, our generation, like we said, we love to be told, like, be fearless, do this, don't be afraid, you know, all those things. Mm-hmm. Believe in yourself. And, like, you know, we're all about that. So I asked the girls, I was like, hey, girls, like, what do you think about the speakers? What do you guys think about the talks? And they were like, no, it's really good. But, like, I know everybody keeps telling us that we need to believe in ourselves and that we need to, like, know our worth and all of that. But, like, we already do. And we already know our worth. So, like, what's next? And I was like,
wow, okay.
Wow. All right. This was not my daughter. It was her friend, like some friends. I was like, oh, well, good for you. She was like, yeah, we just want to know tangible stuff. Like, how can we get there?
That's what I always say, though. Those are the kind of conferences I like, you know? But that's just like, I think, you know, I feel her. I mean, I still want to believe in myself, but sure. But I understand where she's coming from. She wants it. She's an executor.
Yeah. But, you know, like, these are like 12-year-olds, 13-year-olds.
Oh, my God. That's wild.
I think it's incredible. Like, yes, if it was woman or age, I'd be like, yeah, of course, right? But these are 12, 13-year-old girls. And I think it's super interesting on how things are evolving so fast for the next generation of girls. And I think it's really, really exciting. And some of the questions that they were throwing at the guests were like, well, so how much do you make? How much do you make a year? And the you know, the women were like, okay. Or they were like, so tell me, like, I have a collection of poems and I would really like to publish it. That was one of the questions they asked Patty. I have a collection of poems and I really want to publish it. How do I do that? Can I contact you? Can you help me with that? And so, like, these kind of questions that these girls are asking, I am like, fearless. Can you imagine Agustina when she's 12, 13, what that's going to be like? Your daughter? You look worried.
No, I'm not worried. It's awesome.
It is, right? I'm like, oh, shoot. Okay. Like, this is insane. These girls are wild. These new generation of girls are just like.
I think just women are just in general, man. Like, Eddie had the biggest breakdown last night. Just complete meltdown. And Agustina was unfazed. Like, unfazed. Playing with her toys. She was like, mami, me lees un libro? Like, te voy a lavar los dientes. Like, at no point was there, and not even like, nothing. I was like, what is happening right now? Not even, like, yeah, just like playing with her doll. Not even, I'm like, wow, is she just used to this? Like, what is happening?
No, she's just a new breed of women.
I'm just like, there. What? Savage. Like, she was literally sitting there like laughing, reading on her book and like playing with her doll and just like mami, me das una galleta, and like, your brother is crying like on the floor, like, what, you want a cookie?
She's like, let me know when this is over. I'll be right back.
Pretty much.
Good for her. I mean, well,
and she's so helpful too. Like, she offers help all the time. I just realized that she's so like willing to just like help, or she's just a very, very, very smart and very kind.
Imagine 10 years from now. That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Like, it's crazy. Anyway, so let's take a little break and come back with our Super Mama pick or tip of the week. We'll be back. And we are back. Do you have any picks or tips, sister?
Yes, I do. Tea kettles. Get yourself a fucking tea kettle. Dude, I recently, in the past like 6 months, I've been introduced to the world of tea and matcha. And like, now I'm very much into all things matcha, and not a lot, but I know enough to make great matcha in the mornings. And it is nothing better than to have just like a nice, beautiful, foamy, perfect, like, it's just delicious. But I've had a kettle like over to put over the fire, and that's all I've ever had is like French press, and just use it for coffee. Like, that's really all I needed it for. But now that I've entered the world of tea, I was like, do I need an electric kettle? Like, I just always thought it was like not necessary.
Oh, you're talking about an electric
kettle. Yes, an electric. But now I'm like, how did I ever live without a kettle? So I don't know how to describe it, but yes.
So, like, recently I've seen, like, because you even posted your espresso. You're doing espresso.
Oh, yes.
Or you're doing espressos. So, like, what days for what? Like, what day do you drink a coffee? What day do you drink a matcha?
I drink a matcha every single day. It's the first thing
I drink. Is it for energy?
Well, yes, but it's so different than coffee. Like, well, matcha has like, the like just so many antioxidants. It's green. It's beautiful. It's, like, pure chlorophyll. I mean, it's just great for you, especially the matcha grade that I get. I have, like, two sources where I get them from, and they're just exquisite and perfect and beautiful, and they're from a specific grower in Japan, and they're fermented, and they're wonderful, and they're just very powerful. And sure, there's caffeine, and you definitely feel caffeinated, but not the type that you would feel with coffee. Very, very different. So I'll drink that just to get my day started. Then I have my green juice, and then I'll have a latte to go. And I'll drink that latte for, like, well, not a latte, like cappuccino, a couple hours later. But I take that to go and I drink it, like, little by little. So I get double caffeinated, but that's just because it's me.
I was going to say, yeah, I think I feel a different caffeination from you, because sometimes it's crazy caffeine. But now you're, like, doubling it up.
but you know how, like, we used to be forced to be like, you know how it was just very,
yeah,
like, and
yeah.
Now I'm not, and I'm double caffeinated. But, like, I think the matcha is just so different.
So, like, the matcha is, like, what gets you going, and then the cappuccino is, like, what keeps you up through the day.
Well, no, because I think, like, I already have energy. I think I could live life without them. I just love the flavor of both of them. And matcha just thinks, I mean, matcha is just great for you. Like, all the benefits that it has, it's just great.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, tea kettle.
And then the tea?
That is tea.
Oh, you don't drink tea? Oh, you just drink the matcha and the coffee?
Matcha,
okay, for some reason.
Matcha is tea.
Okay, got it. I thought you were doing, like, the three. Like, oh, and at night I drink my tea before I go to
bed
or something.
Like, at nighttime I'll have, like, a chamomile tea or something, or just, like, lemon.
I see. Well, my tip... It's going to be I put a goal this year to read, if possible, the whole Bible through the year. And I didn't know how to go about it. I really didn't know how to go about it. So I started doing on my Bible app, there is a Bible study, a Bible plan that's by the Bible Project called Books of the Bible. It's by the Bible Project. I've seen their stuff on YouTube and stuff, and I've learned so much, not only about the Bible, but other stuff that I had many, many questions about all the time. But this specific plan that's called the Bible Project, it starts each book with a video, and it's made into kind of like animation. So it explains to you what the book is about and everything. So before you start reading it, and then they break it up in about three or four, like, not verses, but what do you call it? Chapters? I don't remember. And so it's pretty doable. I've already done three books of the Bible so far. And, like, I've never read three whole books back to back before.
Wow.
So I really, really enjoy it. It's the first thing that I read in the morning. And I'm like, what? I've been reading all of this and I've learned a lot, so much, because since I'm reading it chronologically, it's kind of like, it's a story, right? It's the story of the Bible. And so now a lot of things make sense to me. I'm like, oh my God, I know what that means. Oh, okay. Oh, that's where they get that from. Oh my God. And, like, I've realized a lot of the things that are there, Brisa, like a lot of the terminology that people use on a daily basis, even people that are not believers.
Yeah.
It's crazy because everything else there, it's there. I didn't know that the term, like, scapegoat came from the Bible, you know, like, it's there and it explains what it means. And I'm like, oh, totally makes sense. Everybody uses that term. They're like, oh, he's a scapegoat, or, you know, we're scapegoats. And I'm like, oh, I know where that comes from. Or, you know, like a bunch of really interesting things that I feel like I've had questions for a long time. Some of those are, like, really hard reads, more when it comes to, like, the Old Testament and stuff.
Yeah.
But I think it's part of reading and learning. So it's been really exciting. It's pretty easy. I really love everything that they do. I've showed it to my kids, different videos from the Bible Project, and it's pretty doable. So if you're interested in reading, and doing it slowly and doing it more effectively, I truly recommend that. And yeah, that is my tip for the week. I'm trying to stay sane and keep myself together this year.
Aren't we all, my sister?
We all are, sister. Anyway, that is it for us today. This has been another episode of Keeping Up. This is where we're at. This is what we have for you this week. So we will see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, sisters. Thank you so much for listening. Hope all of you guys are subscribed to our newsletter. If you're not, make sure you hit that subscribe button on supermamas.com. We will be sending out invites to upcoming events, promos, and super cool surprises your way. And of course, you can always keep up with us through the gram at @_supermamas and on Twitter, also @_supermamas, and in the face at supermamas podcast.
Oh, one more thing. We want to hear your supermama moment of the week to share with all of you sisters. Call into our hotline 424-329-3707 and leave us a message, or simply email us a voice note to hello@supermamas.com. Very soon, we could be featuring you on the show. Please remember to leave your name and Instagram handle for a chance to be featured.
Much love, and
see you next week, Supermamas!